Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. So if you guys are anything like me and you struggle with allergies, raise your hand because I am right there with you. I get super itchy throat, itchy ears, and I sneeze like a crazy woman. And it really does prevent me from wanting to take my daily walks with my husband. But luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and an itchy nose and sinus congestion and pressure with an ease, which is exactly what I need. So I have been using them anytime that I have allergies, which has been many, many times. I have found that it has definitely helped me so much where I can go outside again and enjoy my day. So if you guys are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it is time to live Claritin Clear. It is fast and powerful relief. It's just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. I have my freaking fiance on the podcast.
Are you walking different now?
Oh yeah, my arm is so heavy.
No, I mean like that fiance walk.
Yeah, I got that pep in my step, and I also have my fiance sweater on. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Happy and Healthy. I am your host, Janina Mopola, and I am extra, extra, extra excited about today's episode because I have my freaking fiance on the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Caleb.
Dude, it's I'm repping my jersey from Friday.
That's your jersey.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a frame and put when we get married in our room.
That's so weird. When we get married.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
What does it feel like? You're gonna see me for the rest of your life, whether you like it or not.
I could say the same thing to you.
That's true.
Are you annoyed at this face yet?
Oh, I need to turn
He needs to put his phone on. Do not disturb.
Oh.
Quiet on set.
Who's texting me during a podcast? It's my friend group.
It's his buddies who came in clutch this weekend.
They showed up.
So we are, oh my gosh. Obviously, I didn't upload this past Tuesday because we decided to shift the schedule around specifically for this episode. I normally post every single Tuesday. My name is Janine Amapola. This is Caleb. We are now engaged. And so if this is your first time listening to my podcast, hello. If you don't know who we are, or you haven't heard our story, we do have a podcast already called Our Story, which shares how we met, you know, all the things. We've been dating now for 11 months and we just got engaged this past Friday. And you can see my ring in the video. If you're watching the YouTube video or Spotify, you can see the ring.
Dude.
It is. You did such a good job.
That was decades.
I'm so proud of you.
Grind and grit and blood, sweat and tears.
Okay, don't make me feel bad.
Dude, genuinely, I think guys, if you're listening and you're about to propose to your girl, just don't kill yourself. But get the best ring possible just because I just feel like you'll be surprised. I don't think I realized how excited I was to see it. I think I like it more than you do.
I don't think so. No. I like it a lot.
What's that like waking up and like putting that on?
Every day, or I mean, it's only been 3 days. I'm like every day I wake up and I'm like literally so giddy. I jump out of bed. I look at it and then I'm like, it's still in the box. Yay. And then I slip it on and I'm so excited.
Are you walking different now?
Oh, yeah, my arm is so heavy.
No, I mean like that fiance walk.
Yeah, I got that pep in my step. And I also have my fiance sweater on. Look, if you're watching the YouTube video, you can see it. Maddie gave this to me right as I got after I got engaged at the party. It was so sweet. I was so excited, and I freaking love it. It's from the bar, and it feels good to wear this.
Did you know when you went on that trip, you'd come back, it'd be Monday, or today is Tuesday. If you were in Vegas, how much money would you have bet?
I would have bet all the money in my bank account.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You were that sure?
Yeah.
Also, we're drinking from our engagement cups. It's in the details, guys.
I have coffee. It's
in the details.
He has, of course, Prime in his. It says Janine and Caleb, 6/16/23. I'm just glad we didn't get engaged on 6/6/6 because not today, Satan.
If you saw our proposal, I got a Volkswagen bus to show up, and the person who decorated it wrote 6/15.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention that part
of the engagement, I thought was pretty funny.
That is kind of funny, honestly.
But
so, obviously, for today's episode, we are going to be sharing the story of how we got engaged, the behind the scenes, and you guys also did submit, you know, things that you're wondering, things that you're like, okay, tell us more about this. We're going to try to get to those as well. We do want to share just like the overall story. You guys gave us feedback, and you said you don't mind the long episodes.
We're going 3 hours.
Okay, I literally don't think my camera can do that. My camera has this problem of overheating, and I don't know if my camera can even handle that.
See, but I feel like a long podcast, they can just come back to it later.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So like most podcasts I think are great, 45 minutes to an hour, you know, but sometimes when you're just vibing and you're engaged and you're like, we're like, it's crazy. You're going to see me the rest of your life. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
you
okay.
With that?
Yeah, I'm okay. Sure? Your face is so cute and I love who you are. So yeah.
Aw, dude.
He always called me that. Dude.
Where should we begin? Should I begin to when I bought the ring?
Yes.
Okay. So when I bought the ring, I think
you sound like you're announcing your book. Like you're like narrating your book. Chapter one.
When I bought the ring. Audible.com.
Yeah, literally.
Audio that speaks to you wherever you are.
Why do you know that?
Because I used to listen to a lot of audio books back in the day. March 1st.
We go that far back? Yeah. I'm like, he's like, 1994 when Janine was born.
Okay. So around March, she was like, told me kind of what she wanted. We were more talking out loud about proposing and we knew we were going to that direction. But there were things that we still needed to, like her dad's blessing, you know.
Yeah, we need to flesh some things out.
But she told me what she wanted, what she always really wanted.
All I ever wanted.
And she told me what she wanted.
So, yeah, to answer people's question, a lot of people were like, did he know what you wanted? And yes, I knew exactly what I wanted.
No, go ahead.
And I sent him that and I said, this is what I want. I said, no pressure. I don't have any expectations on the size, but this is the style that I want.
Yeah. She wasn't like, I want this, I want that, I want this. But she was like, she sent me some photos.
I just gave some inspo.
Yeah.
Cool. So yes, he did kind of have an overall idea. I sent some Pinterest photos. I knew I wanted a hidden halo. I knew I wanted it to be gold. I knew I wanted it to be cushion cut.
Okay.
You
sound a little spoiled.
No, I don't. Every girl does that.
I'm kidding.
Every girl does that, right?
So she sent me some stuff. And so I called this this company and they were like, dude, we have exactly what you want. And I was stuck between this like, okay, I think we're getting engaged, like, but we're still boyfriend and girlfriend. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, it's true.
But I put my money where my mouth was, and I put the deposit down, and I told him to hold it, though.
You really stepped out in faith.
I did. And so
that was in March?
That was in March. And then
that's crazy.
April 30th, I think it was April 30th, May 1st, around that time, I asked her dad to coffee. I wrote him a letter. I love her dad. We have our breakfast spot. We go once or twice a month to this little breakfast spot next.
So cute.
Over here. And we just talk about history and, you know, politics and et cetera. And wrote him a letter, asked for, I do this too much.
You use your hands a lot.
I wrote him a letter and I was like, I will love and protect and serve. I want you to be close by. I want the family to be a part of our lives. I was like, do I have your blessing to marry spend the rest of my life with your daughter? And he said yes, and I cried, and
it was so sweet.
And then so from then on, then the planning started. We went to Israel, and so I thought about doing it there,
and I thought he was gonna propose to me there, and a lot of you guys actually thought that too. I got a lot of DMs being like, this is going to be the trip. He's going to propose here, blah, blah, blah. And initially I made a joke. I'm like, oh, it'd be fun if you proposed to me in Israel. But now I look back, I'm so glad. We're so glad we didn't do it there.
It was really like, you know, it was the one thing that I didn't rush. And I think our relationship. And because I wanted it to be special, but I also wanted our people to be there.
And that meant so much to me because that, now looking back, I'm like, if it was going to be in Israel, like it would have been special for us, but then we would have just jumped right back on a bus. We were with 30 random people. Like we wanted to celebrate with our people.
Yeah. And so me and Mad Dog,
who?
What was that?
We call her that. Mad Dog, who?
Dude, I didn't know you did.
It's Rick Rose.
You are, it's so funny seeing you. Like you were always comfortable before, but now you're like,
I'm like stuck. A little too comfortable.
Yeah.
Like you're going to be scared of me here soon.
Dude, bring it on.
Now you're locked in.
Me and Maddie start getting on the phone and we're like, okay, how can we do this? And she was like, well, me, Maddie and her friend Riley, we're going on a girls trip and I think you should interrupt it and let's plan the best proposal we could plan. So for a month and a half, every single day, her and I voice message, this call, that call. I also was trying to ball on a budget. It looks it probably looks crazy expensive just from like, if you're looking at it, genuinely, on everything, it wasn't. And we had a lot
really?
Of... I mean, it was expensive.
Yeah, but...
It was expensive, but I feel like it looks way more expensive.
Okay.
And so, not that that matters. I could spend however much I want to because it's a free country. But...
Chill out for one.
So, we had an idea in our head that we wanted her to go out on a dinner. I would interrupt it. But we didn't know how. We knew it wanted to be on the beach.
So before I got engaged, of course, Maddie and I had the conversation. She's like, what do you want at your engagement? I really didn't say anything. I said, all I want is a videographer so I can have a cute video. I want pictures.
You were like, I don't want to know anything.
Yeah, I said, don't tell me anything.
I just want my nails to be done.
Yep.
I said, hand lotion.
I probably want my friends to be there. I want my hand lotion because my hands are wrinkly. And no, I just, that was really all I said. I had no other expectations. I didn't say, it has to be this, do this. I need to wear this. Like, I literally was just like, these are my five, like, bare minimums. And the rest, like, you take it away.
Seriously, everything was on my shoulders as far as, like, she gave me no ideas. Like, no, she didn't want to know. She wanted it to be a surprise. There wasn't this, like, moment where her and I went into the, she didn't give me any leads, like, I was starting from scratch. Like it was almost like building a company almost.
Wow.
This proposal.
So proud of you.
No. So me and Maddie went to the drawing board and we were just like, we want to make this special. I think ultimately all I wanted was good conversations around a campfire. That's like all I kept envisioning the whole time was like good conversations around a fire. So I was like, we got to get a bonfire on the beach. We got to get all my guys, all her girls, and just laugh all night. Like, that's all that I wanted. I knew.
That was, like, the plan beforehand? Like, you said that beforehand?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, the original idea, we wanted to rent a bonfire. There's, like, a bonfire company that comes on Destin, Florida's beaches, and they rent out, or they make a bonfire for you, and they put chairs around it. So, the original idea was for you to come down the path, or, like, the staircase from the, to the beach, and you see the bonfire and the fire and everything, and then I propose kind of at sunset.
Ugh,
was that was perfect. The original idea. But as time went on, the evolution of the proposal started to change and just kept getting better.
Maddie and Riley and I booked this trip months in advance. I had no intentions ever of this trip turning into the spot that I would get engaged at. Like someone asked us, like, was this a special place for y'all? No, but... It's funny because it actually has always been my dream to either get engaged or married on the beach.
And I grew up every summer going to Destin, Florida, 30A, Seaside, all my childhood. So it's like extremely nostalgic for me. She's never been there before.
Yeah.
So I've
been to Florida, but not like that specific area.
I know that area in and out. And I was like, this is going to be amazing. And so I call all my guy friends and I'm like, boys, I need y'all. And they were like, perfect. So like six of my closest guy friends here in Texas booked a flight. We got a Vrbo and then right on the beach about 2 miles from where she was actually staying. So here is when the toughest part is she was leaving Thursday night around like 3-4 o'clock PM. And then my flight left at 9:30.
No, I left at 8:30 AM, but you left at the end of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was leaving later that day And so that was like the most like difficult part, was going to, I was going to be in a plane for a few hours and her not being able to know what I was doing.
So yeah, you were being so fishy that night. Cause like I went early and I went with my girls and I was just like, yay, we're having so much fun. And unfortunately Riley's flight ended up getting canceled too. So it was just Maddie and me for the entire day of Thursday, which was sweet. We got really good quality time together. She was acting super normal. I had no idea the engagement was happening like the next day. I was like, okay, if there would be a spot to be proposed to, it would be here. But I also had zero expectations and I really didn't know that time.
Yeah, because you were fooled a couple times. You thought it was coming and didn't come.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, Janine and I have been married for 6 months. And the reason why it is a beautiful marriage, it's because of Thrive Market. Thrive Market, thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. We genuinely love you so much. Because of Thrive Market, we're able to save so much time through ordering all our grocery and household essentials through the app or website. Guys, it's just a huge stress relief. And you guys also know I have gut issues, like really, really, really bad. So finding, you know, food with top quality ingredients is super crucial for me. And Thrive Market not only does that, but they restrict over 1,000 harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and a lot more. And guys, when if your parents and you need to find organic kid snack, they have low sugar alternatives and high protein essentials. Jenny and I are also training for our marathon, so it is so beneficial that we can find all of our protein options and snacks through Thrive Market. And guys, save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/healthy for 30% off your order, plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/healthy, thrivemarket.com/healthy.
And so... So Thursday night, I tell her that I'm playing in a pickleball tournament with me and my guy friends. So the week before, we were on a little double date, and I had my buddy ask me if I wanted to play in a pickleball tournament. He was like, "Hey, Janine, do you and Caleb want to play in a pickleball tournament Thursday night?" And I was like, "Oh crap, Janine's gonna be gone, but I'm down." And he was like, "Cool, it's gonna be from like 8 to midnight."
Wait, who said this?
Daniel.
And you faked it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you said that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So he was like, "But Caleb, it's going to be from 8 to midnight because, you know, none of the guys have work on Friday. And so is that cool?" And I was like, because I needed it to be late. So I would have an alibi to why I wasn't answering my phone, because I always answer my phone.
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking through. And so what do you think God thinks about that?
About what?
Lying about stuff like that. Is that a lie?
I don't know.
Or does he know my heart?
He knows your heart, baby.
You sure? What if that's the reason I don't get into heaven?
Whatever.
It's unrepentant.
No. Okay, repent now, Lord.
Jesus.
I don't think that's the reason you don't get into heaven.
Wouldn't that suck?
Yeah, that'd be so great. Like, God, I did it for her, though.
I did everything.
And then he's like, "You're Eve, you made him fall.
Depart from me, I never knew you."
That's funny.
So Thursday night comes, and I dropped her car off. She was letting me use her car. So I dropped her car off at like 6 p.m. So in my head, I'm like, there's no way she thinks Thursday night that I'm flying out.
No freaking chance.
At like 9 o'clock at night.
Didn't think anything.
So 7 o'clock, I'm like, "Hey, pickleball tournament starting. You know, I gotta go. We'll talk later." We get to the airport. Our flight gets delayed.
Wait, it was so funny. He's faking in the entire time. He's like, "Oh, the next game is starting. Oh, I won. I advanced the next round." I'm like, "You go, baby. I'm so proud
She's
of you."
Me up.
I'm like, "Hi, man." I'm like, "That's right. You win." And then I'm like, "What's the update?" And he's like, "I'm in it again the next round. I'm in the finals." I'm like, "Oh my God." Fake the whole thing.
I thought she was being too sweet and supportive. So I thought she knew I was lying.
No, I dead booty thought he's playing in a pickleball tournament, because that wouldn't be something you would do.
We're at the airport. We're about to board. The flight got delayed. So now it's like 9:45 at night. I don't have much more pickleball left to like text. And usually...
Yeah, you were responding so slow. I'm like, what is going on?
I know. I was mad at you. That's why. I was just so nervous, because I was like, we FaceTime usually before bed. Even on these trips, usually we talk before bed. I was like, I was so freaking nervous. So we get on the plane and we're about to take off. And someone throws up on the aisle.
Oh,
like
unbelievable.
Blue chow on the aisle. And
what?
Yeah. Dude.
What's that mean?
Blue chow?
What does that mean?
You didn't heard blue chow?
No, like I was homeschooled.
I blew chow.
What?
Okay, real quick. Everyone, right now.
Blue chow.
I blue chow.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is. I blue chow.
Okay, like, well, you know, you can make it a
you
thing.
You blew it. Like,
yeah,
you
like you're blowing like.
No, I blew my guts out. You know that?
Ew. Okay, next.
Well, hang on real quick. Comment if you've heard blue chow.
I've never heard of that in my life.
I blew chow. And so someone had to come clean the throw up off the ground.
It's so gross.
And that delayed us 30 minutes. And then because it delayed us 30 minutes, a storm came through, delayed us for another hour and a half on the tarmac. It's 102 degrees outside.
Ugh.
Humid. You know when you're stalling?
Wait, was it hot in the plane?
You have no idea.
Wait, really?
Because when you're sitting
there. They stopped
it? When you're idling a plane, there's like no like fresh
circulation.
It is horrible.
Oh my, you left that part out too.
I was sweating. You know when you're really hot, you get nauseous too?
Yeah.
Because when I enter the plane, I always get nauseous, no matter what.
He's a Dramamine boy.
And so I forgot my Dramamine. We finally take off. It's 11 o'clock. 11.
That's gnarly.
So I text her at this point, and I'm like, I just made it to the championship, but there's a lot of people here, so we're still waiting for the next court. And it's funny because my buddy's sitting next to me, and I'm like, yeah, I just played Daniel, and I beat him 11-2. Yeah. And he looks at me, he's like, dude, what the hell? You can't throw me into the bus like that. And I'm like, it's my one time to lie.
Yep.
Dude. And so
run with it.
We land in Destin at like 12:30. So I'm like, okay. We're good. I text her, hey, would you want to talk on the phone in like 45 minutes? Because my plan was to call her. And she was like, no, I'll probably be asleep. And I was like, okay, good.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good call.
Yeah.
Because it was so late for us already and I was exhausted.
But then your booty cheeks, when we
tried to call you anyway.
At 1 a.m. We land at 1 a.m. and it's like severe storms, lightning. So they're like, we can't. The good news is we landed. The bad news is we can't take you to your gate because there's no workers because they can't come out outside to pull the airplane in because of the lightning.
That's so crazy.
I know. And
what are the odds?
And so I'm sitting there. Janine calls me. I just let it ring. I didn't answer.
Freaking jerk.
Yeah.
You ignored your fiance.
I was like, I think it's 1 a.m. I think she'll understand that I'm probably asleep.
Yeah. You were like, sorry, babe. I was out.
Did you really think I was asleep when I didn't answer?
Not really. But I was like, whatever. I trust his character.
What did you think I was doing?
I don't know. You were talking. I thought you were like talking to your.
Did it make you mad?
No.
You were chilling?
No, because I went to sleep.
Gotcha. So we land. Finally, we get to the airport. They go, okay, the good news is that someone volunteered to bring you guys in. The bad news is we can't get your bags. And I was like, what the heck am I going to do with my bags? We go downstairs to go get our Turo that we rented a car. The dude who was supposed to give us the car, he fell asleep. And he was supposed to give us the code to get into the car. So now we're stuck. It's 3 a.m. We don't have a car. We're at the airport. There's no Ubers in the area. I finally get my bag. We finally found an Uber. It was $140.
Oh my gosh. Series of unfortunate events.
So going into the proposal, it was looking like
no bueno.
No bueno.
Plus, it was also storming in Florida with like literally earlier that day. Freaking tornado warning. Matt and her in the house freaking out. We're like, oh my gosh, there's a tornado. Like, we didn't even know Florida got tornadoes. It was so scary. Winds blowing, everything. So you flew in the worst conditions.
I wake up Friday morning. It's the day of the proposal. And I am like so nervous. We don't have a car. We're 45 minutes from the proposal site. And it's pouring rain. It's cold outside. And it was just like, oh crap. Okay, so we got to really pray this rain away, make sure everything goes well. We still had a lot of like little planning stuff we needed to do. I had to meet with the videographer, the florist, and the photographer that morning.
Man, what a man.
Yeah. And so, and make sure we knew where I was finding. I had to find where Janine was going to be. I had to coordinate with Maddie. I had to coordinate with the florist. I had to coordinate with the photographer where they're going to be. And then with the weather, so we met at coffee that morning. Thankfully, the photographer's mom picked me and two of my guy friends up. We meet at the coffee shop. We get the full game plan. We move the proposal up an hour.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, and so we go to the proposal site. We figure out the planning, and it just, we prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And at 2 o'clock, the skies just like parted.
Opened up. When I tell you it was storming.
50 mile an hour
like
winds.
Flooding, like our phones kept going off being like, seek shelter, things blowing in the wind, like please go inside, aggressive winds. And we were like, this is ridiculous. So Maddie and I that morning, and Riley, we were like, let's go to a coffee shop. We like got in our little golf cart. We put our little like shield around the thing. And we're like, are we stupid for driving in this? But we're like, let's send it anyway. And we sat at the coffee shop for a really long time. But the whole day we were like, oh, we want to go to the beach. So we're just like praying for the sun to come out. Like literally all day, I kid you not, we're like pointing at the sky and I'm like, I rebuke you, cloud. And then like this story, like the sun starts slowly coming out. We're like, hey, it worked.
And you're texting me all day. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, what's this going? What are you doing?
I was.
Oh, the whole day. I'm like, you never text me this much.
Because we were just chilling. Like, we were, like, at the coffee shop just chilling. And I was like, I wonder how his work is going. He starts lying to me that he's in a business meeting.
Guys, I got deals.
And he's like, I got this deal. He sends me a fake photo of his computer, all these things. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's at work. He's so hardworking. And you were in that meeting a little too long. And yeah. I'm like, what's updated? Did you close the deal? And he's like, oh, we're still in the meeting. And I'm like, 45 minutes later? I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. You know, I'll trust you again. Yeah.
So we finally get to the house where I'm proposing at. We get all the plan. We get the Volkswagen bus and the parked in front of the house. We get
which was so cute.
Got the florist connected to where the proposal spot's going to be. We got the food catered, all that coordinated. We got... I met with the videographers too at the coffee shop.
Meanwhile, again, we finished going to the coffee shop. We see that the sun is going to come out around like 1-ish or something. So us girls were like, we got to go home. We got to get in our swimsuits. We got to rush to the beach because the sun is coming out. So we go to the beach and we're just like laying out. We're like, oh my gosh, we can't believe the sun came out. I'm serious. We were all praying all day long. Like, and I started to get this like feeling because everyone was praying a little too hard for the sun to come out. I'm like, man, they must just really, really love the sun.
We're just trying to get a tan.
And even Grant, like Maddie's husband sent this voice memo of him being like, Lord, we pray for the sky to clear. And I'm like, why does Grant care that much that the sun clears out on our girls' beach trip? So I started to get a little suspicious, but I was like, also, I don't know. So we rush home, we get in our bikinis, we're like, let's go to the beach. We go to the beach, we start having this like amazing heart to heart. Us girls are just like praying for each other, encouraging each other, challenging each other, being like, this is where I could see you do better. This is where I see you sucking. Okay, not really, but like literally we were like, where do you see me needing to rise up? And we would call each other out on things. And then it was just really great. So Maddie this whole time is like, we're going to have a beach little photo shoot. She's like, we're all going to get dressed up for this dinner. It's at 6 o'clock. We're going to get cute pictures beforehand. And she claimed, so the house that we were staying in, she said was a family friend's house, which it technically was. But the lady that lives in Alice Beach where I got engaged, she was saying that that lady was the one that was setting us up reservations, which it really wasn't that lady. And she's like, oh yeah, her name, what was her name supposedly? I don't know. It was something like Lottie or something. Yeah. And so she's like, she got us reservations tonight at this really beautiful restaurant in Alice Beach.
I'm did like, did you believe that at all?
Yeah, totally. You did. I was like, oh my gosh, yay, I'm so excited. And so we're having this heart to heart and Maddie's like, oh my gosh, there's another storm coming. We need to move up the dinner reservation because otherwise the restaurant's going to shut down or we're not going to be able to get an Uber back. So we need to.
You're like, you look at the skies like.
Yeah. What? And I'm like, guys, I'm like, we just got here. And she's like, we probably need to leave in like 30 minutes. I'm like, we just got here. We're just now tanning. I'm like, no, I don't want to leave. She's like, I know, but we need to probably go back and get ready and like make sure we're on time for the dinner. Otherwise we might get stuck there. So I was like, okay.
What if you were you not going to push it? Cause just in case.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was just like, okay, whatever. Like honestly, cause Maddie was the one that was like kind of in charge. I was like, okay, whatever. And I'm so go with the flow with any plans typically. So I was just like, yeah. Okay.
I get everything set up. I go back to our Airbnb or Vrbo, whatever. And getting ready, this is where it starts to get serious. So all my friends were like, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? And I was just like, trust me. I don't know what I'm going to say yet, but like, I feel like God's going to speak to me. In that moment, when I was like, in my head, I was like, when I'm driving there, that's when I know what I'm going to say in the proposal.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And all my guy friends and everybody was starting to get like, you need to figure out what you're going to say. And I was like, I promise you, like, I know in my heart what I already want to say, but also like, I've like thought of this moment a lot in my life. And I just, yeah. I never wanted to be like, oh, I got to write on a pen and paper, you know, I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
You did do that though.
I sounded like Bill Clinton right there.
Oh, please. I don't want to marry Bill Clinton.
So I get in the car, put my AirPods in, and
this is on your way to the proposal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm trying not to get choked up while I'm like saying this. I threw on a song, and
was it our song?
No, it was Sound of Mine.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
It's been our song lately. It's called Sound Mine by Mercy Culture.
Yeah. And I had like a little letter, and I just wrote what like my promises were to her, and I'm like writing, and everything's like flowing, and then I like seriously was like looking out the window, and like I just started like bawling, like I just started crying, and I could like genuinely like see our future together. I could see like I could picture like our kids like coming back to. I could like see like your eyes. Are you crying?
No, but it's so sweet.
I could like see like our kids, and I just got a glimpse of what life was like with you, and I was like, two of my guy friends were in the car, and her girlfriend was in the car, and I just was weeping, and not weeping, but just like I was had no facial expressions, but just tears are streaming down my face, and I had like chills like you wouldn't believe. Wow. I literally felt, I was like, I feel this is such an out of body experience, and it was like felt just like the presence of God like all over my body, and I cut the letter in half, put it in my pocket, and I was like, I know exactly what I'm gonna say.
Wow.
And so get to the proposal spot, everything's just perfect. I am sitting there standing with her photographer, which is one of her best friends,
which is so okay, let's like go through like the proposal part, because okay. I don't want to like ruin all the things. Like I wanted to unveil as we're telling the story.
Okay.
So he gets there. He's doing that behind the scenes. Maddie, Riley, and I, we're all showering. We're getting ready. And this is when I started to feel like in my spirit that I was like, I think something's happening. And I started to feel extra nervous, extra like, oh my gosh, something just feels different. And it's funny because I got to watch Maddie go through the same thing in her proposal, and she felt the same thing. She journaled, she felt, I could tell she knew. And I remember going to my friend Sammy being like, she knows. I'm like, I even feel like nervous even saying it again, but I just felt in my spirit, I'm like, I think this is happening. And so I just knew in my heart that I needed to spend time with the Lord. So that morning, like I said, when we went to the coffee shop, we were all like, let's have our quiet times. We ended up just chatting and chatting and chatting. So I didn't get a good quality Jesus time. So we were all like, hey, let's go back to the house. I was like, everyone spent at least 15 minutes with the Lord. So we all split up, and I went in my room and I journaled, and I wrote in the top of my journal, Lord, you're preparing me to be a wife. And I just journaled, and I was like, God, I feel something is shifting. I feel like you're preparing me to be a wife. I think this weekend I'm going to be engaged. And I just like started just thanking the Lord, asking the Lord for his peace, his protection, like just journaling and just like declaring truth over our future marriage. And it was just so crazy. And I just started to notice like Maddie and Riley were acting very different. And Maddie's like, yeah, we're going to go get beach pictures. And I was like, okay, that's what I said to her on her engagement. And I was also at this point just kind of testing the girls. I was like, okay, like, let's see if this is like actually happening. I honestly thought you were going to propose to me on Saturday, and he proposed to me on a Friday. And so I was like, there's no way like this is happening. Like he's at work. When would he fly in? He can't take off work again. Like I was just like, there's just no way. But then all the signs started to point to it being that day, because the girls are like getting like extra ready. Like Riley starts putting on freaking eyeliner. I never see Riley put on eyeliner. I'm like, wait a minute. And I start kind of testing the girls, because I brought four different dresses. I brought two white dresses, a black dress, and a flower dress. And so I show the girls, because they keep being like, what are you going to wear? What are you going to wear? What are you going to wear? I'm like, okay, why do y'all care that much? So they like, Maddie comes and lays out all of her dresses on my bed. She has four white dresses, multiple different styles. She's like, you can wear whatever you want of mine. And I'm like, this is suspicious. Because again, I never told Maddie, like, I need to be wearing this. I need to have this.
Which, during the proposal, well, the hardest part me and Maddie were going through was figuring out how we were going to get her in the right dress. Because Maddie would talk to Jay about like what she wanted in different things. And Janine was just like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. So me and Maddie,
I just like wanted to be so surprised. Yeah. Like I wasn't like, it has to be like this. It has to. I was just like, I want to be surprised. And I know I will be in white. I'll figure it out.
I almost came to your house while you were gone in the DR and like stole one of your dresses so I could have it.
But do you know that I laid those out for you on my clothing rack?
Yes. So I could steal?
Yes. I literally put like 3 to 4 different white dresses and just laid them on the clothing rack. So if you ever needed to, they would have been there.
That's hilarious.
So I was dropping little hints for you too.
That's funny.
So anyway, I go into the girls' room. I am showing them all these different dresses. They're trying to play it cool. They're like, yeah, the black one's really cute. It's really pretty. And then they're like, oh, but we really love the white dress. The white dress is so pretty. And so I'm like, okay, bingo. I'm like, I'm putting on the white dress. And it was the one I wanted to get engaged into. So that's the one that you guys saw me wear.
Looked so good.
Thank you. I ordered that dress like a month prior.
Real quick. You look good every day, but God, like, he did something that day. It was crazy.
I was tan. I curled my hair.
But no,
I really did my makeup well that day.
I don't think I had anything.
It just was that fiance glow.
You had a glow.
It was a glow.
I had a good hair day too.
You did? Yeah. Oh my gosh. He started going to my hair girl and it's made all the difference.
Listen.
If you guys notice, he's not wearing a hat in today's video.
Listen, guys, I was never just going to wear a hat forever.
That's funny. Anyway, we all get dressed up. And then, like I said, Maddie's like extra wanting to take pictures. She's like, let's get all these TikToks. Let's do this. Let's take all these photos. So meanwhile, they're in their room getting ready. I set up my tripod and my light and I did a get ready with me to potentially get engaged. I said, like,
which is gas.
That was crazy. That was a bold move.
Yes.
I did not know for sure. If you guys see the video on TikTok, it actually blew up. It has like over 1 million views, which is insane.
Which people are haters.
Haters are like, you guys got engaged after 11 months. Which we'll talk about that.
In like Christian years, like dog years, it's like
people 50, made us like, feel crazy for not getting engaged after 6 months. I'm like, y'all are cuckoo.
Listen, you know,
that was perfect timing for us.
For us. And also, it was 11 months for you, but it was 95 years for me.
And we just knew it was the right time. And so we'll also talk about that because a lot of people were like, how did you know it was the right time to get engaged? We'll talk about that at the end.
When you know, you know.
When you know, you know. We're on our way to dinner. I'm starting to get really anxious, but I'm also playing it cool.
Your ring is like glaring to my eye.
Is it blinding you?
I'm just joking.
We're on our way there and I am just like have a suspicion, but I'm just like, God, like if it's not tonight, that's okay. But I just have a feeling it is. So I just kind of played it cool. I was just trying not to go in with any expectations. I'm somebody that hates having expectations because I don't want them to either let me down or something to be ruined. We show up there and we show up to the spot that we were supposed to have dinner. And Maddie walks up to the woman that was supposed to check us in for our dinner reservation. Turns out this lady was a fake. She actually wasn't checking us in. She was told to say this all along. So we go up there and Maddie's like, hi, I want to check in for the reservation. And the woman answers so fast. She's like, hi, are you here, Maddie? I'm here.
So what you didn't hear, and I learned this later.
Well, that was later in the night.
Okay.
Riley immediately, because Riley's trying to cover, she's like, oh my God, this place is so pretty, right? And like Riley's talking so fast and I'm like, this is so obvious, but I'm like, yeah, this is so pretty. I love it. And then the lady's like, if you guys don't mind waiting outside, your table will be ready soon. We're like, okay. Also, might I add, we were late for a reservation, but that's because we didn't have a reservation.
So the reason why they were late to the reservation, because the skies parted like the Red Sea. And we're sitting there and like, we're like, the sun is too harsh. UVs were like 6. It's like 5 o'clock. I was like, oh crap. It is like way too bright out here. Like you're not going to be like, bright.
Too bright.
Too bright out. And like the photos and the videos, everything's going to be too harsh. And then our florist, because we had to move them up, they weren't really supposed to start working out until 3. They were running behind. Like they were halfway done. And there was like an hour to the proposal. So I was like, Maddie, you have to stall.
And Maddie, she did. She was taking her sweet time getting ready. And I was so confused because I was like, Maddie, you said we have to be there at 5. Like, it's literally 4:15. And she was like stumbling on her words of like what to say.
Drive.
Yeah. And I was like, we have a far drive. And I was like, aren't we going to be late? And she was like,
Thankfully, you guys got an Uber.
We are right where we need to be. And I was like, okay.
Thankfully, you got an Uber.
Oh, truly.
Because there's barely any Ubers there.
Yeah, it was difficult.
Finally. It's like 5:30. And I'm at the proposal spot. The florist just finished. I got my little basket and where the roses and the flowers are, and which I don't think they were roses.
They were
there was something.
It's coming to me.
I should know this.
You should know this. Well, they had baby breaths and cardinias.
Yeah.
Gardenias?
But anyways, I was standing there and I was so nervous. And so her best friend, Sarah Partain, was the photographer, which if you need photos or a wedding, this hit her up.
Amazing. She's the absolute best. She's my bestie, one of my good friends.
And she's such a strong believer in everything. And so she prayed over me like right before Jay got there. And it like, it didn't calm me down, but it definitely just like empowered me. And she just spoke into us and me and literally prayed for like 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. You go, Sarah. And thanks, so, Sarah.
Where the proposal spot is, it was about 50 yard walk to where I had to pick her up at. And so if you know at a beach, a restaurant that's on the beach, you got to walk down the stairs to the beach. And I'm hiding underneath it.
Underneath the stairs.
Underneath the stairs where she can't see me. And so I had like, there was like three dudes who were helping me out. They were like kind of the lookout for me. And so they gave me the nod that she was walking down.
Okay, so like I said, the lady was like, your reservation, we're about to make your table. Like, you guys can just wait outside for a second. So Maddie's like, oh, let's just like go see the beach. And I'm like, okay. And we start like walking there and they're walking all slow. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, they're being so sus. Like, what is going on? And so I start taking cute little videos because I was like, okay, maybe this is like about to happen. And so we start walking towards the dock and the stairs, and the guy that like checks if you can go down to the beach, because apparently it's like a private beach that's only for like Alice Beach residents or people that are staying at the hotel. He goes, and I thank the Lord I didn't hear this, but he goes, and who freaking says this?
I don't know.
Are you guys here for the proposal? And Maddie's like, yeah, no. She talks so loud and like tries to over talk him. That? Who does that?
I'm gonna go on Yelp and write a review against him.
I don't think you can.
Because he almost ruined my proposal.
He kind of almost did. But the Lord plugged my ears or something. And Maddie again was like trying to like stall. And then we started going down the stairs. But as we're looking over the beach, that's when I was like, am I getting engaged here? But I did not see.
Which I don't know.
The proposal site. So I was actually starting to get disappointed. Aww. Because I was like, I don't see it. All I see are umbrellas. There's like families on this beach. And I was like, I don't see it anywhere. So I was like, maybe it's not happening. So then I started to think it probably wasn't happening, which is kind of crazy.
It's just cool.
So I walk down the stairs. I'm starting to get like kind of anxious. And we get to the very bottom. And I'm just like, oh, this is so pretty. And then slowly Caleb walks out from underneath the stairs.
You look like you were seeing a ghost.
I did. Ghost Caleb.
That was the best hug.
When I saw him, my like face dropped. I immediately got emotional. I was just like, oh my God, like, what are you doing here? I was like, you're not at work. And I saw that he had a microphone on his shirt. So people were like, how did you guys get the sound? It's because he was mic'd up. I started instantly crying. I like gave him like the tightest little hug.
You looked up at me and you go, you're gonna be my husband.
I said that?
Yeah.
I kind of blacked out, honestly.
Yeah. So I was just like, give me your hand. And so I walked her to the proposal spot. And
I was like, you lied to me. You weren't in a meeting. He was like, no, babe, I wasn't in a meeting.
Yeah. And I wasn't really nervous yet until we got to like the spot. And then it was like the world just like stopped.
It was so cool.
And I pulled out the letter and
read me his cute little words.
I wish I could do that again.
Same. I wish I could relive it.
Not because I want to redo it, but because it was like the best moment of
my
life.
It was so amazing. And I wish I don't remember the words you said.
Are we going to get the full audio back?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. I asked them. Yeah. Because it was just like, people always say that you don't remember what they said because you're so overwhelmed. You're so excited. You're so like, oh my gosh, this is happening. And it's true. Like looking back, I don't remember what you said.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you wrote that down because we reread it again later.
Yeah. And I got on that knee and that's when it like hit me.
Ugh,
and
I started like crying.
So if you notice, when I hit the knee.
Took you a second.
It took me like a good 15 seconds to say, will you marry me? Because I was like, you counted?
No, but it wasn't 15. It was a good like 10 seconds.
Well, thank God I remembered to say.
What you I know remember. I was like, what if you space and was I just know. Like, huh? And I'm like, say the words.
And she said yes. And I just had a second where I just like dropped down.
But if you saw the video, like I literally kept saying, this isn't real. This isn't real. Because in my mind, it's like a moment you dream of your entire life. Like as a child, you dream of your wedding or your proposal. And it was just so weird knowing that that was actually happening to me. Because like I had witnessed my friend's proposals. I had helped plan my friend's proposals. It was just so weird being like, oh my gosh, like this is actually like my turn. And watching this man that I love get down on one knee, looking up at me, I just like can't even explain the feeling of seeing that. And that's why you could just see me like crying in the video being like, this isn't real. I'm like, like I can't even explain the feeling. It was that amazing and powerful. And hearing you get choked up and you literally were like, will you marry me? Like you choked up. Oh, it was so sweet.
When I rewatched like the video,
I cried.
I'm like trying, like even like reliving it in my brain, like my eyes, like just watered like immediately.
I was so emotional.
After when she said yes, I just flew her around in the air. And then she looks at the photographer and
I realized
it's her best friend.
I realized it was my friend Sarah. And I was like, Sarah Partain? And I start screaming. I'm jumping up and down. I hug her and I'm like, I'm engaged. I like show my ring and I'm screaming. And then Maddie and Riley come running at me and I'm literally jumping. I'm like, I'm engaged. What, I'm engaged.
When you first saw the ring, what was that like?
Oh my, I mean, I was
not. Did it
not,
look as big when,
no,
when I opened the box?
I was not expecting it to be the size that it was. And I wasn't expecting that size. Like I just said, whatever you can do. So when you open the box and I saw my dream ring, it was so beautiful. It was even prettier in person. That's when I just like started crying. And I was just like, you did that. This man worked so hard for this ring. Like years of saving up to be able to afford something like that.
Well, I think it does not matter. Like, I don't want to put a huge emphasis. Like you don't need to buy your girl the biggest ring. You don't need to, a rubber ring is really all that matters. But I think that for me as a man, and you do what you can do. But I was like, I want, if that's special to you, then I want to fulfill that because I know you're going to respect me. I know you're going to be an amazing wife. I didn't have to buy that to earn her love. I know she would love me no matter what. And it was like, I want to do something like that because it's just like, it's so cool because I get to look at that. And
it
be
was
like,
just,
man,
and it's,
you won't
again,
regret it, guys.
It's not that it's a way that he proves his love to you, but it did make me feel more loved. It made me feel like you genuinely love me so much that you were like, I'm going to work harder. I'm going to save. I'm going to sacrifice things so that I can afford this ring for you. And especially me being somebody that has been through multiple heartbreaks and someone even telling me in my past, like, you're not entitled to get this ring. You're not entitled to get whatever you want. Like, I've never felt like I was entitled to get a ring, but knowing that, like, I didn't even have to be like, will you do this? Like, you wanted to get this for me. I never was like, will you please, like, me demanding this ring? Like, you willingly did that for me, and it made it 10 times special to where, like, I do believe, like, the man wants to make you happy. He wants to bless you. He wants to make his girl happy. And whether that's 1 carat, 6 carats, whatever you guys can do, I just believe, like, it shows his willingness to sacrifice for you. And it was just, it made me feel so loved knowing that it was my dream ring.
Well, Dave Ramsey always says, if you can't buy it in cash, don't buy it at all. So that doesn't mean take a crazy loan out. But ultimately, I just, you're my best friend and you're going to have that on your finger the rest of your life. And so
it's so pretty. I love it.
Yeah.
He even added a hidden halo for me, which was my dream. I was just like, oh, it's so perfect.
So
anyway,
we take some photos and so the whole night my theme was like, I'm just going to keep surprising this girl.
Oh my God. And he did.
And
kept on going.
So, we walk up. Well, the first thing in the basket, our favorite drink that we like to drink together is like a little margarita.
Yeah, when we go to dinner together, we get a margarita.
And
I love a skinny
margarita. So I put like a little pitcher of little margaritas or margarita and then two cups. And so I poured us a little drink.
It was so cute.
Right before we
took, we barely even drank it because we were like, yeah. We were just like in the moment. We poured it, had a little sip, and then we were like, okay, yeah. Let's go back to celebrate.
And so we walk up the steps to where the house was going to be. And there's just like big square grass. Would you call that a pavilion?
Yeah.
Little pavilion.
Like a courtyard or something.
And so we walk up the steps and it's in front of you. It's like 20 yards. And if you're picturing this, it's like all my guy friends. And then three of our other girlfriends flew out there.
So too. Yeah, he was like, okay, there's more surprises. And I'm like, really? And he's like, go up the stairs. So I go up the stairs and I see all of his friends and my friends. He like my friends freaking flew out. My friend Alyssa that I had just seen went back to California for 2 days, flew back to see me. My friend Sarah Herring, like my girlfriends came out specifically for this. They're playing our song. They're blasting this music. They're all jumping up and down. I am like, are you kidding me? I'm screaming. They're like, you're engaged.
What song was playing?
Life Got Crazy by Mike.
So when we first started dating, we listened to the song Life Got Crazy. And that was like the theme. Guys, if you go back to her Instagram, probably in
September.
August.
Oh, August. Yeah.
August. She posts a photo. So go back to... Go to her Instagram.
It's like me wearing this cute little like white and flowery dress. She's in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And she captioned, Life Got Crazy. Life Got Crazy.
Because he told me to do that. And we were so new in our relationship around that time.
Like a few weeks.
I DM'd him. I was like, what should I caption this? Or what should I text you? Or I text you. What should I caption it? And he was like, Life Got Crazy. And I actually did it. And he was so happy.
So when I walk up, it's like all... I walk up and all my guy friends start attacking me. And I sprint away. So like I'm running away from them. Life Got Crazy is bumping. All her girls, so her girls are crying in a circle.
Yeah, we're crying in a corner.
And me and my guy friends, I'm like running away from them and they all get me in like a huddle and they all like attack me around. And we're like just like doing a big mosh pit, just going
and then
crazy.
They like push me in the middle and we're all jumping and I give them all hugs. I'm like, oh my God. Some of them flew. Some of them drove 12 hours plus.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all no are excuses. The homies.
Like legit, like me and my guy friends, you know, we beef a little bit sometimes. We get into our arguments, but ultimately
but they're loyal.
They'll show up. A few of the guys drove. Some of the other guys, we flew out together. They, you know, a few hours before the proposal, were at the grocery store, you know, helping, you know, buying different things.
They decorated the party. Yeah. Like, they were so sweet.
All the guys are around her. And so imagine we walk up the steps. There's a square, 50-yard square.
We're, beautiful white buildings. Yeah. It's so pretty.
So we got to walk through this little, we got to walk through and it's like where the houses are.
Yeah. We're like in between the houses.
Yeah. And, around the corner was the Volkswagen bus.
Well, hold on. Don't tell them what's around the corner yet.
Okay.
So we are jumping up and down with our friends and he's like, okay, like I have some more surprises. And I'm like,
tell them about the surprise with your family and your friends.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, while we were in that courtyard before that one, he's like, I have something I want to show you. He pulls up this photo album that has like, how many videos?
55.
Like, really?
Yeah, about
55. Oh my gosh. So many videos from my friends, my family, like every single one of my family members, all my friends that weren't there, like people from Dallas, from Oklahoma, from his family, like everyone was just sending us congratulations, like blessings over us, prayers, like just, I mean, it was insane. And he shows me, like, my one friend that couldn't make it to the engagement shows me her video and I'm just like tearing up and I'm like, you did that for me?
Yeah.
It was so sweet. I'm not even done watching all those videos yet.
Yeah. That was the hardest part about it, was texting that many people to upload a video. And
that's hard to do.
You know, when you're at parties and usually everyone sits around and they watch. No one wants to like sit around and watch all of those. So I was like, I'll just add her to the album and she can go through and
that's
watch them.
That's so great. So that was like a great surprise. I'm like so blown away. And then he's like, I have more surprises. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? What else can you do?
So we walk around the corner and there's these like two bikes. We decorated these two bikes and
they had cute little like white cans attached to them. And I think it said like just engaged or it was so cute. Yeah. They had flowers on the basket. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And he's like, I got us two bikes. And then I see the van and the van has, like we said, the date. It said just engaged. It had flowers, decor. I was like, blown away again. We get on the bikes. The sun is starting to set.
We got music in the back.
The music is playing. And y'all, when I tell you, it was one of the prettiest sunsets I've seen in a while. Like, I'm kidding you. Not kidding you. When the Lord, like, cleared the sky, he cleared the sky. He got rid of every single cloud. It was the most beautiful sunset. The amount of people that were like interceding and praying for the sun to come out, it worked. And so the sun's coming down. We're getting this beautiful golden hour. We're taking pictures. Like, we're all jumping up and down. We're singing. We're taking videos, pictures. I was beaming. My friends were like, we have not seen you this happy in a long time.
It was the most serotonin I've ever felt in my brain at one time.
And it was like so many good things happening at once. I couldn't even like keep it up.
It was so overwhelming.
I was like, I don't even know how to process this all.
Yeah.
So we had some good time out there. We're taking pictures. It was so fun. Then he's like, I have more surprises.
Because, okay, so what was going through your brain there? Did you think it was going to be over? Or did you
I thought we were going to like go to a dinner reservation after that. Yeah.
So the photographer's
mom's
friend's mom has this house that they just, which we need to send them flowers.
We do. We need to thank them.
So they let us use this house.
This we didn't even stunning.
We didn't know them.
House.
They just let us use the house.
That's
for the
day.
That's
like favor from the Lord.
And it's something.
So I thought, okay, so the where the little like van was parked, I thought we were all gonna like take an Uber and walk somewhere in town. And then you were like, I have something else to show you. You just enter into the house by the van.
She goes,
I was
you
like,
can't go in there.
I was like, where are you going? I'm like, this isn't our house. And you're like, just trust me. So we go upstairs and like this house, oh my gosh, stunning.
You walk.
Has this beautiful pool, like there's beautiful lights in it. You go up the stairs, the sun is setting, there's the ocean, there's decor, there's our photos everywhere, there's Mexican food, there's margaritas. I started getting so overwhelmed. I look at Maddie, because I know that Maddie helped Caleb plan all of this. I look at her, I just start sobbing in her arms. I'm like, thank you. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. She's like, yes, you do. And I was just so overwhelmed because like, she had cookies with our date and our initials, and it was like just engaged and had our names. I was just like blown away.
And one of her friends helped me. I had 15 of like our favorite photos. I like where
Alyssa helped him put all these.
Yeah. At all the different dinner, at the different dinner tables, our favorite photos. I had our first DM.
Yeah,
I printed out, and we had fajita tacos and
picture of our first date, which we took a picture of us on our first date because I knew I would see him again.
And you also funny. You also said that's my husband.
We'll talk about that.
And so we walk out to the balcony overlooking the beach, and the sun is setting, and we just had like 5-10 minutes just to soak everything in together.
He went out, so we did have a moment together. Like, they prayed for dinner and prayed over us. Caleb went outside with his guys. I sat inside with my girls so they could catch up and we could catch up. And then I go outside because the sun was setting. It was just so beautiful. And like, I interrupted like his guy time, and like his guys were like all tearing up because Caleb was like affirming his buddies. And I was just like, this is the cutest thing ever. And then the sun starts to set. We start to get these beautiful photos. We had a moment just us together where we prayed and we just started thanking God. We were like, Jesus, thank you so much for this. Thank you for blessing our relationship. Like, we just had a moment where we just started praising and worshiping God. And then we reread what you said to me, and I just teared up. And then you told me the vision you had of like seeing our kids on the beach and coming back here. And what was so cool about that was that the whole weekend I kept saying to Maddie, before I even knew I was getting engaged, I was like, man, like, this is the coolest area. I was like, I want to come back here one day with Caleb and our kids, and I would just love to just like come back here. This is such a cool place. And then you literally like had a vision of us coming back with our kids down the road. I was like, this is so cool.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at her. So she thinks this is like the night. And I was like, I have one more surprise for you for tonight.
And I'm like, another one.
So this was my favorite part. And we walked down the stairs, walked 50 yards. And we got a hold of this company that does bonfires on the beach with s'mores and everything. And so we walk, and you, from the distance, you can see this little fire pit.
And the sun is still setting. It's just, while the stars are coming out.
It's like 9 o'clock and the sun is just like extending.
It's like this like red, like little beam. Pink. I was just like, what? It was solely the Lord. Amazing. Like, it was so crazy. It's because, again, also, y'all, this is so crazy. Later that night, it stormed again. Like, only when we had our proposal, the sun came out, and then it stormed again later.
Yeah. And
so we have this beautiful bonfire.
We're around the fire. We laughed for 2 hours straight.
Oh my gosh, dying laughing.
So when we sat down, so my biggest thing was, we sat down and I said, everyone put your phones up. We're talking. Like, no more photos, no more videos. And I just went around and affirmed all my friends. But with when I affirm, I also roast.
Yeah,
and
it's so kind
of
funny.
I can't keep it too, you know, serious for too long. And so I was like, you know, I was like, Luke, because, you know, Luke Medlicott, I'm going to say his last name because I don't care.
And he's single, ladies.
Luke Medlicott is one of the greatest human beings I know, is the greatest human beings. And I was like, Luke, you have every quality of a husband other than having a girlfriend.
Yeah. Without having a wife.
And so we just went around. We had s'mores and we just told stories.
He affirmed
his
guys. I affirmed my girls. So it was funny because at the bonfires when they finally shared the proposal behind the scenes. So Maddie and him are going back and forth about all the funny stories, all the things that fell apart, the way they planned everything. I need to give a shout out to my girl, Maddie. The most incredible friend. Maddie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She spent a month and a half with Caleb.
When I tell you, she sent me probably 5 voice messages a day, each voice message being 10 minutes long, like calling, like FaceTimes with people, like on your behalf, like doing whatever she can to like make that moment special.
She's the most amazing friend. Thank you, Maddie. I love you. We couldn't have done it without you. And I just affirmed her that night. And then we just had fun, like sat around, just laughed and laughed and laughed and talked about the things. And finally the sun set and then we left the beach. And then we were like, I was just like, that was the most amazing day of my entire life.
And then you were like, wait, you're going to be here all weekend now?
Yeah. And then I realized, I was like, wait, you guys are all going to be at the beach? You're going to be here? And we were like, and then they had this whole itinerary planned out for the week. And they print out a little photo of like, we were all going to get like brunch and like, or Caleb and I were going to get brunch together the next day so we could digest everything and digress everything. Digress?
Digest.
Dissect?
Digest.
Digest. Discuss. And then we had a fun beach day. We all like just got off social media, had a really present, fun day at the beach. And I just was like, over the freaking moon. I was like, this is the best weekend of my life.
It was so crazy. I picked you up for breakfast that next morning and we got in the golf cart and drove to our little breakfast spot. And you put your hand on my thigh and I just saw that ring and I was just like, are you ready to build a life together?
I said, yes.
Yeah.
It was so cool. So that is
and then
the story.
Well, then Friday night or Saturday, we spent all day at the beach. And then you're missing the best part.
Oh, sorry.
The night is I got us reservations at this little restaurant spot called Tommy Bahamas.
Incredible food.
We talked and laughed all night over dinner. And it was like
great conversation. So fun. Yeah. It was so fun. We all got dressed up and Maddie let me use one of her white dresses because
I see your body in a white dress.
Okay, Mike.
I see your body.
But Maddie was like, use this white dress. I was like, okay. So we all got dressed up and it was so sweet. And we all were so tan and some people were extra sunburned like Maddie and Coleman.
I feel like I've gotten like extra darker each podcast.
Yeah, you have progressively.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. And I just thank God so much. And I remember just being on the plane ride home, just thanking the Lord of just like, God, thank you for this man. Thank you for blessing your future marriage. Thank you for this dream proposal. Like, I didn't ask for any of that. I never expected that. I couldn't have even written down that proposal, even if I tried. Like, I had zero expectations. I was just like, God, like, you've got this. I trust Caleb. I trust Maddie. That was the most perfect proposal I could have ever asked for. Thank you, baby. You work so hard. Thank you.
Everything was going so right.
We were on cloud nine. You know, until that day, actually, with the whole flight situation.
It was like, this is where you can't be too feelings-based because life does hit you. Little JJ, you know, she had a lot going on.
Well, first of all, we had some struggles even getting to the airport.
So our Uber just decided they weren't going to pick us up.
Yeah, he even scheduled it minutes before supposed to leave, canceled.
Yeah, and the one time said American Airlines, call out. I'm still upset.
Me too.
Doesn't get delayed. And they, my uncle's on vacation.
Coincidentally.
On the same time I'm proposing. So I call him. I'm like, hey, dude, can you pick us up? Take us to the airport. Gets us there.
We could not find an Uber. There was nothing in the area.
Yeah. We had like 10 minutes
to spare. Scrambling.
We got there and Jay forgot to check into the flight.
Okay. In my defense, I had a carry-on bag. I don't normally do a carry-on bag. I was like, you know what? This weekend, I'm going to be ambitious. I don't want to pay for a bag. So I did a carry-on. So when you get to the airport, you didn't go to the gate or to the people to check in. So I go straight through the gate or straight through security. They scan my ID. Everything's looking good, you know? And we're sitting there and I'm like, oh, Maddie, what seat are you? And she's like, oh, I'm 14C or whatever. And I look on my little American Airlines app and I'm like, why don't I have a seat? And it dawned upon me and I was like, oh, no.
They gave her seat away.
They gave my freaking seat away. So I'm like, oh, frick, I got to go deal with this.
She has her engagement flowers too.
Like, yeah, I'm carrying my little engagement flowers. I'm wearing my fiance sweater.
So she just looks so like.
I run to the flight attendant. I'm like, ma'am, like, I don't have a seat. What's going on? And she was so mean. She didn't give a poop that we were just engaged. I was like, we just got engaged. Like, we need to go on the flight together. And she's like, well, you didn't check in. So we gave your seat away. And I was like, you gave my seat away? The seat that I paid for? Yeah, because you didn't check in.
Like,
sorry.
But she wasn't making eye contact, which was made infuriated me. She's like typing. Company policy. Sorry. I'll have to talk to you after we check everybody in. And I'm like, ma'am, I need to know what to do because I checked into my flight.
And he had a seat, of course.
I was like,
Riley had a seat. I mean, not Riley. Alyssa had a seat. Maddie had a seat. They were going on the flight without me. I was the only one.
I was like, I need to know what to do because I need to give her my flight so I can stay back. Does the next flight have any openings? And she wouldn't answer me. She was like, I'm not talking anymore.
She just wouldn't even look at him.
She emotionally shut down
on me. Baby, she didn't emotionally shut down. She just shut down.
She emotionally shut down on me.
Did you do that to her?
I was getting a little more intense because I needed to know what to do.
Well, because literally they were shutting the door in like 2 minutes. The woman's typing on the screen. Caleb's like, ma'am, can you please let us know? Should we take this flight or should we take the next? Is there room on the next flight? So should we do that? She goes,
she goes, sir, I have 150 other people to help right now. I can't answer any of your questions right now. And I was like, what do you mean can't answer my questions? I was like, somebody help me, please. So there were two ladies and I was like, somebody help me. Like I was getting so intense. Like no one would help me. She's shutting the tarmac doors. And I'm like, yo, don't shut that door. Don't shut that door. I was like, can you just, I don't care what you do. Just tell me what to do.
Yeah. I'm like, should we take the next flight? Do you have room? And they would not give us answers.
And
so he got a little frustrated.
Well, I had to go, okay, I'm going to go sit back down. So I go sit back down.
No.
You told me.
She told you to go sit down and so did I. So finally the lady gets frustrated and she's like, I'm not talking to you anymore. I will only talk to her. So I said, Caleb, please go sit down. So then I said, what should I do? And then she finally was like, yes, there's seats on the next flight. She like reluctantly didn't want to tell me. She's like, yes, there's seats on the next flight. I'm like, thank you. That's all you needed to say. So finally we're like, okay, so we go downstairs. Caleb made friends with the lady before this whole fiasco happened.
She was from
happened.
Oklahoma, where I grew up. See, I'm a nice guy.
No, you were nice.
I go downstairs when we were checking into our flight. I was like, I just got engaged. I was like, how's your day going? I was like, you know, super nice. She was like, oh, I'm from Oklahoma. This is my last week. I'm going back home. I was like, no way. I'm from Oklahoma too. And so when we were going back downstairs, I was like, Jay, don't worry. She's reading an email. I was like, Jay, don't worry. I was like, I'm friends with the girl downstairs. We're Gucci. So I go down there and I'm like, ma'am, I just proposed.
We tell the story.
I was like, I just proposed. She forgot to check into her flight.
I'm embarrassed.
I was like, is there anything to do? She goes, hand me your boarding pass. And
she types
for 10 minutes. Doesn't look me in the eyes. And just hands me two boarding passes for the next
She's
flight
like,
out.
Here you go. We were like, for free. Thank you.
And so her and I, it actually ended up being so awesome because her and I got some time alone, got some dinner and
got to process more. Oh, yo, I didn't know you had to check in. Like, I didn't know that.
Which I think if a plane is overcrowded, they just use that customer policy.
Because there was a lot of people.
They do
waiting.
That on purpose so they can just kick people off the flight
and have an excuse.
Yeah.
That was gnarly. And it was just like, so like we were on such a high and then the Lord was like, boom, humbled. Or maybe the
we
enemy, I don't know.
Steal it.
But we made it work. The flight attendants on the next one were so nice. They gave us free gifts, cookies. It was so great.
Yeah.
Everything turned out.
Amazing.
Okay. So that is pretty much the story. It was amazing. Now we kind of want to answer some of the questions because you guys asked a lot.
I'm so proud of you. You know why?
What?
This is a long pod for you.
I know, but I'm just trying to make sure we get everyone's answers or questions answered. So we did address most of these. Let's see. We answered most of these. Did you help pick the ring? Yes and no. You did everything by yourself, but I knew what I wanted. how did y'all have the conversation regarding your dream proposal? So we kind of already talked about that.
I just want my nails done and I want to buy the water.
Okay, that was also another thing. You kept hinting to get my nails done.
I always say I want French tips or whatever.
I was like, don't French worry, I'm taking care of it. Yeah. The week before, he was like, are you going to get your French tips? Because I had just taken off my nail polish. Listen, I ripped my nail polish off. My nails were in shambles.
Every guy loves French nails.
But he was like, are you going to get your French tips? And I was like, don't you worry, Shawty. I got this all covered.
Which I was nervous because she had some interesting
nails. They were a little gnarly that week. I put stick-ons and everyone was nervous. Those were
2 inches too long.
Let's see. Are you guys going to live at your house after you guys get married? We're not going to live together before marriage. And he will probably move in here after marriage. And then we'll figure out what else we want to do after that.
How did you know you were ready to get engaged?
One, we had been through a lot of hard stuff. We had gone through conflict. We had discussed our future. We discussed finances, careers, family, gone through multiple different things. We had people speaking into our relationship consistently. People knew what we were going through. We had met with mentors. I feel like we had a vision. We knew we were ready. We knew we loved each other. We knew we wanted to be with each other. We felt like we had a good understanding of each other. I feel like I've seen every single side of you. We've traveled together.
Yeah, we've seen us upset, tears, everything. Uh-huh. I think how I knew I was ready was, you know, you have a moment as a guy where it's like, you know what you're looking for. And
vice versa.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, I can always, every guy see goes, more. Yeah, I can always like prolong this, but ultimately I knew in my brain I would always be looking for what I have.
Yeah. It's like the inevitable, basically.
And you realize that every person has their issues and no relationship is going to be perfect.
Yep. Like, are you willing to accept it? Do you want this for the rest of your life?
Yeah. I just knew you were my best friend.
We knew, honestly, from date one. Like, I literally ran home after the first date, ran in Maddie's room, and I was like, Maddie, I am going to marry that man. Like, I knew in the car ride home when we were holding hands, when I looked out the window, when we took a picture together, when I looked in his eyes, I was like, this is my husband. And you'd say the same thing. But yeah, I think when you know, when you know the Lord is in it, we've had so many God moments of God showing us and it being blessed and us just feeling like we were ready. We felt mature. We felt financially stable. And yes, there's always things to figure out, but we felt like, okay, we are delaying the inevitable. Some people are like, you need to date for 2 years. We don't personally think that. We've been dating for 11 months. And so it's almost a full year and we feel ready.
You've only been a fiance for 3 days. How has it felt so far?
It feels so good. Honestly, what's pretty crazy is I already feel like I'm also sweating. Are you sweating?
A little bit.
I'm like so hot. I feel like I'm already shifting my perspective to what does a wife look like? And Maddie gave me this really sweet book, which I'm so thankful. It's called The Fruitful Wife. So I started to read that. And it's basically like, how do you embody the fruit of the spirit in marriage? Because when you're dating, engaged, you can be like, yay, I'm such a great wife. I have the fruit of the spirit. But there's going to be times when you're tested or when you're not going to have the fruit of the spirit. So I'm trying to prep now and I'm trying to find ways to already honor him now to, you know, just respect him now. And I'm already shifting my mindset of like, okay, like we are becoming one. We're not one yet, but what does that look like to become one, to be a wife, to have a marriage that honors the Lord? So I'm trying to like prep for that now.
It's awesome.
But I'm also getting a little stressed out about wedding planning because I am not a planner. For those who don't know,
saw our proposal.
I'm not a planner. It stresses me out.
I'm a planner.
He's a good planner.
How did you know Caleb was the one?
So many things. First of all, like I said, there was just a feeling and the Lord showed me. I don't want to get all woo-woo on you guys, but I will want to do a podcast on this probably on my own. But the Lord showed me time after time after time after time. I mean, probably 5 to 6 prophecies separately about him that I knew he was the one, even though I wrestled a little bit in the sense of like, okay, you know, you guys, you know that he's younger and different things that we faced, but overall his character is unmatched. Like who he is, the way you love me, the way you led, purity, your past, the way you serve people, the way that you work hard. I mean, this is a man of God. And when I ever was stressed out about, you know, stupid flippant things of what about this and what about that? There's a hair in my mouth. Ew. Help. I got it. I knew that I could always go back to this is a man of God. This is a man that will raise godly children with me that will love me, that is laying his life down for me, that loves the Lord, that wants to be involved in church, that has good men around him. He's honest. He's accountable. I mean, every character, like, yo, I made a list in my journal 2 days before I met Caleb. And it was everything that I wanted in a spouse. And I took off everything superficial, anything that doesn't really matter. But when I wrote down characteristics and things that would make a good godly spouse, every single box checked. Way to go.
What if I wasn't funny?
That'd be really hard. I need you to make me laugh.
Yeah.
But you're so funny, so that's not a problem.
That's good.
So I think the Lord just showed me consistently, and I think he showed you also. You also had your own dreams and prophecies and things that you experienced as well.
Yeah.
You can't lean on those solely because ultimately
you gotta make a decision.
You have to choose. Like, we went through hard stuff, but ultimately I was like, I choose this person, and he said, I choose you. So yes, there's not like a one for you. God can show you and highlight, but you still ultimately have to decide.
What advice would you give to a girl who's like been, because like I've been seeing some comments like, oh, my boyfriend's been, we've been dating for 3 years. Like, what would you say to a girl that wants to be proposed to and they've been dating for years and he hasn't yet?
I feel like that's a question for you because you're the guy. Hmm. I can get my take, but I think as the guy, you know,
it depends what your, I guess, expectations are.
And it depends also on the season that you are. If you're in college or if you're still working on stuff financially or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're young.
I think if your reason to get married is for sex, you should not get married.
Agreed.
Like,
it's got to be so much more than that.
You're
going to
have a horrible marriage if you just like.
Or for just the sake of just like, we love each other.
It's kind of a, like, I don't want to say, like, just have sex. But like, my point is I just, you're going to be able to have sex in a marriage. But like, if that's the reason, that's why I didn't marry her. Cause like, from like, you take all of that out, we were able to build such a relationship
and have fun apart from like physicality.
Yeah. That's why, like, even filming this podcast, it doesn't feel like we're filming a podcast because we would just have this conversation at the dinner table. Okay. We're going to lean in here, girls.
It's turned to advice podcast now.
Most men suck.
Hey.
So that, let's just get that out. Most men suck. Most women suck.
Oh.
Okay. Because people suck. And so there's a small pool of people who have good intentions, and I suck. I mean, she sucks. We all kind of
suck. Yeah, I sucked
suck.
In my own ways. Let's like, be honest.
We all have things that we're bringing into a relationship. We all have things that we need grace on. We all have things. So like, you're not going to marry the perfect person.
But don't marry a man with red flags.
Correct.
Like, obviously don't let that be like, well, he's just, you know, he's not perfect. Like, don't marry multiple red flags.
But if you are going to bed every single night and you are tossing and turning because you are confused constantly of where he's at. What
does he love me? Does he not? Is he going to?
His yes isn't a yes and his no isn't a no. He breaks up with you. He gets back together with you.
He's liking other girls' booty pics. You
liking girls' socials.
Feel something in your spirit.
Or if you've been dating for
5+ years.
If you've been dating for years and years and years and that wasn't, and you want to be engaged to, I get if you're dating a long time, it's not black and white.
Yeah, it's not.
But I feel
like we know our timeline's a little bit faster than others, but
I just know from a guy, if a guy wants to be with you and he wants to marry you,
you'll know.
You'll know. You won't really be too confused. I mean, I hate when people are black and white about relationships.
Okay, it's not black and white.
So it's not black and white. He might have things he's going through. He might have past hurts. But I think that, like, you got to ask yourself, like, 3 questions. Like, number one, is he loyal to you? Is he loyal to God? And, like, is he someone that you can literally, like, wake up to for the rest of your life? But his heart, if you don't feel like it's ignited for you in dating, it's going to be super difficult. And it's like, also, we're not married yet. So I can't even give like advice, but I know from a guy's perspective, if his heart is not ignited for you and it doesn't like
he's not willing to just like drop anything and like serve you.
Yeah. I just
feel like the best relationships that I've seen and most common ones that I'm looking back at now, like the guy was ignited for her from day one. Like, he would do anything for her. He loved her. Like, I look at my siblings and all the people that they married, the man was ignited. And so you want a man that's not passive. You want him to be ignited for you.
That feeling comes and goes in waves, but it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Love is a choice. You, as a man, you wake up and you choose what you're going to do. And it's sometimes easier than other days. But I also think that if you set up the expectation in a relationship that you're headed towards marriage and that's what you want to be with somebody who wants you as much, vice versa.
I feel like if he's just not bringing up marriage at all and you've been dating for like 3, 4, 5 years, like, I do think that's a little bit of a concern. However, it's like, I don't know what conversations you guys are having. This became an advice podcast.
Yeah.
But I generally do think, like, at some point you've got to be like, hey, I need to know if you are in this, because if you're not, please move out of the way so that someone can come in who is about me.
Yeah.
And I think that is the power of your walkaway power. Not that you want to manipulate him into liking you, because you don't ever want to manipulate a man into marrying you. Like, frick no. However, you do need to get that clarity so that you can decide, do I want to stay in this, or do I want to be married to a man that's not genuinely like wanting to be with me? And figure that out. Figure that out sooner than later. Don't waste another year. Like, get those intentions set right. Get that clarity. If he's not being clear, ask him, say, can you please let me know? Because if you're not, then I need to move on.
Because sometimes we don't want to know the truth. But also, I think the most important thing I think is giving yourself grace, especially if you've been physical, because that clouds your judgment.
A lot.
Give yourself grace. Like, there's so much grace. Remove that from the relationship. Because I promise you, if you remove physicality from a man in a relationship, mm-hmm. his true colors will come out immediately.
It's so true.
And if he loves you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it does not matter.
Yeah. That's good.
You'll find out.
Anyway, we know it's not black and white, but you got to pray through it. Ultimately, you've got to feel peace. You've got to feel like the Lord's told you. So the prayer should be, God, and be 100% about this prayer. If you do not want this man to be in my life, take him away. I surrender him to you. And I promise you, the Lord will do that and he will show you, but you've got to be serious and ready for what's to come after that. And if God continues to show you and bless you, then walk in that, be patient, trust him. But if you know this is not a man that God has for you, be willing to walk away. And I promise you one day it'll be worth it. Mm. And those questions.
Yeah. You speak that fire sometimes.
Thanks, baby. Were you nervous?
Yes and no. I was nervous because I was like, I want this to go beautifully. But then I was like, I was more nervous for what I was going to say. Because I was like, what if I just have a stroke and I can't speak? Because I'm a kind of a crier sometimes. But I honestly, I just knew God's hand was on it. I knew if it rained the entire time, that was God's plan.
Yeah, we would have made it rock.
Yeah.
We're like, whatever.
Because you got to rock.
On TikTok, you stated that your fiance had his location shut off. Why does he need one? Which, it's so funny because people think this is like a weird,
guys,
toxic relationship, which I think if you're, honestly, if you're healthy,
every couple,
you should do this.
They don't track each other. If you track your spouse, okay, if you track your significant other, let's say this slowly. If you track your significant other's location because you don't trust them,
that's a
you need
thing.
To break up tomorrow. Second thing, we track each other because it's like, I don't want to have to text you. We did that from
like early on. Like, well, it was never like, I need to know where you are. It was just like, okay, you're on your way. Cool.
It was like, so we could like cut out the where are you? Or like, if I'm leaving work.
It was never a toxic even thing.
Safety. Like,
safety.
While we were in Israel, I wanted to have her location, you know, just in case I lost her.
Yeah, it's not a toxic thing. It's not like we need to, I honestly rarely check the location.
Sometimes I'm like, babe.
Stop. Literally rarely. You can
just check my location.
Yeah, I promise you, we don't even like look at it every single day. It was just like a safety thing that we had. So, yeah.
Everyone
wants to know. Did he ask for your parents' permission? Yes, he had my parents' blessings. He actually, this was so sweet. I forgot to mention this. The week or 2 weeks before we got engaged, he called every single one of my siblings, single one of my best friends, told them the story, filled them in. This is what we're doing. Do you have any concerns? Is there anything you want to ask me? Please let us know. Like, Angela told me that you said that to her. And that meant the world to me. So my whole family loves him. They all knew, they all blessed it. And that what meant so much to me. You guys, it is worth waiting for a man that your family, if you can, that your family loves and blesses, and that they bless the relationship, that it's done properly.
Just makes it easier.
It's done the right way. It's done in a God-honoring way. It is worth waiting for that. Because trust me, I've been in situations before where my parents did not bless it, and I never wanted to be in a situation like that again. I wanted my parents' peace, blessing, my whole family to be in it, and it be done the God-honoring right way. And it was so worth it.
And as a guy, that can be very scary, because I'll be honest with you. I wanted to, I did it, but there wasn't like, I was anxious. Like, it's scary talking to her sisters. You know, I love her sisters, but that's like a very vulnerable thing to put yourself out there and risk, like, you know, hey, what do you think? I was risking them saying they don't approve, or they think we're rushing, or whatever. You won't regret it, because all it does is just show you that you care and the family wants to be involved. Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
So people did actually ask, how come our family wasn't there at the proposal?
Yeah.
Which it's a lot of money all them to fly. I have a very big family.
Yeah.
So it was different from my family. There's multiple nieces and nephews involved. My parents are a little bit, you know, older. So it just was a little bit complicated. And we just wanted to save the whole party for when we were back in Dallas to celebrate with our families. So, and I wasn't stressed about that. I knew that would be difficult for my whole family, because we both have very big families. So we weren't worried about it. And they would have come if they could.
And our family is so low pressure, where it was
very low pressure.
There wasn't any like,
So they also want to know, like, how are we going to deal with boundaries in engagement now? Because we'll be fine, I know, but, you know, we do hear from our engaged friends that it does get more difficult, but that's just when you increase accountability more, you increase living in the light more, you increase just prayer more, praying over your relationship, praying for purity, praying that against the enemy's attacks, because we know a lot of engaged couples that when they get engaged, they're like, it's really, really hard. This Satan comes to attack your relationship 10 times more, so we're adamantly praying against that now. Yeah. And we've been really, really good thus far.
Well, I think it's really, we've said from very early, my whole life, I was like, I'm waiting till marriage. That's just the thought process I've had my life. I was like, I'm going to wait till marriage. And so that was the standard from the very beginning. And for me, I didn't want to do anything and then feel like ashamed or like guilt or like practice doing things. Because it's like, sex is such a beautiful thing that God created, and I don't want to get used to just like feeling bad about it. So when we get into marriage and we're having sex, we're not like, there's not like that learning curve of like, oh, that's the toxicity of like when they say purity culture.
Yeah.
Because like, you don't want to shame sex, you know, because then you get into marriage and you're like, oh, this is, you know, bam.
Yeah, you're having to like unwire some.
It's so hard to explain to people.
It is, yeah.
Because a lot of Christians don't wait till marriage.
Right.
But that's just the standard I've had in my life, and that's the way my parents raised me. It's the way I believe.
It was a standard that I had in my life. Yeah. Unfortunately, my story is different, but that was a belief that I had. I've been waiting for a very, very long time again, but that's a belief that I even had in my life. And my story is just a little bit different, but God redeems. Someone wanted to know, like, talk about Christians rushing into marriage. And so
that's a good question.
For us, everyone's timelines are different. That's the thing, is some people pressured us a long time ago. Why aren't you guys getting engaged? When's the wedding? La, da, da, da. You guys should wait longer. Like, this is what we feel peace about. Every couple is different. We are not rushing so we can have sex. We feel this is the right timing. And we have prayed and prayed and prayed.
My pastor said, what do you want to do? I would ask him questions like, hey, what should I do here? What should I do here? What should I do? Hey, you walk with the Spirit. What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in our relationship. Honestly, when we knew, is when all our friends and family were like, we approve.
Yeah,
and
all of them loved our relationship and blessed it. Yeah. And that's what was super important to us.
Listen.
And we were like, what are we waiting for? Like, we know, we've established this. We've talked through things. We went through engagement books together. I've listened to so many freaking marriage books so I could prepare for this.
Yeah. I'm not taking marriage lightly, but ultimately, like, you're never going to be probably ready. Like,
that's so true.
And you just, life, it's life. Life's an adventure. It's like, have kids, get married young. Like, if that's what you want to do, do it. Like, you're gonna literally only live once. And if you meet that person, like, just do it.
If you have peace, if you feel like it's the right thing, like, if you're mature enough, you've gotten your stuff figured out, I think there's a lot of like different things you should go through. Like have people speak into your relationship because maybe you will think you're ready and some people will be like, y'all are not ready. We had so many people around us being like, y'all are ready. Like we felt peace about it. And so I think that's why. But yes, a lot of Christians do rush into it for sure. But again, like you don't know what's going to happen in their marriage. Like we trust the Lord. We know we are surrendered to God. So like don't try to cast stones or already make someone's marriage, like don't try to project your fears or your insecurities on other people because you don't know what's going to happen to the relationship. Maybe it does struggle, whatever, but you don't know. So don't try to like try to ruin the marriage before it's even started. Like don't try to curse it before it's even begun.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do that. They're like, ew, you've only known each other for 11 months. Like your marriage is going to suck. And I'm like, what do you know? Like you don't know how.
Give people how their flowers.
Give people the benefit of the doubt, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Just let people live. Let people do what they want to do and just pray for them. Believe the best. Believe the good in people. Believe that God is moving on their behalf and that we are surrendered to the Lord. Okay, we're going to do probably like two or three more things because this is getting a little long.
You said it.
It is long. It's long, babe.
You're going to get sound bite.
Whatever. someone said to me, encouragement for singles who are still waiting. I will be doing an entire podcast about this later. So stay tuned for that.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
How do you make sure you don't, now because you're in the season, your fiance, accidentally maybe throw this in people's faces too much?
That's my struggle because I don't want to, but it's hard because I'm balancing now. Like I'm so excited. I want to let people in on it. I want to share the details because people are asking, but I also don't want to make it my entire identity and personality.
Yeah. But you know what? Mostly
what
you just live in your life.
Yeah, I want to be able to be excited and not feel like I can't share it, you know?
When you're living in the shackles of other people's opinions, that's where you have no hope and freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will be posting still, of course, trying to be conscientious, but at the same time, like, I'm really excited to be in this season, and I do want to share it with you guys, and I'm sorry if that's annoying, but we're just really excited, and I want to be able to openly share that stuff with you guys. Someone asked us, how did you guys meet? We already made an entire podcast on that called Our Story, so go check that out. Any other last things? But I think we figured them all out.
What are you most looking forward to in marriage with me?
Oh, my gosh. I think everything. I mean, like, I already met, like, all day when he's at work, I freaking miss him. So I think just, like, being with you, cooking with you, traveling with you, working with you, obviously, you know, doing the thing that the Lord blesses us with as a married couple.
A little thingy thing.
A little thing. I'm pretty excited about that. raising godly children with you.
I can't wait to have kids, dude.
Yeah, I can wait a little bit. I can wait a little bit. But I think just being with you, I think it's just so fun. Like marriage, don't let anyone tell you that marriage is not a gift from God. Yes, it will be different. Yes, it will be difficult. Yes, you'll be learning things. Yes, there will be seasons where it will be hard. But don't let anyone tell you that it's not a gift from God. Like, is there something on my nose? Yeah, my skin is peeling. I got sunburned. People try to, again, like I said, project these fears of like marriage is this and marriage is bad and marriage and everyone divorces and everyone's like, no, marriage can be an absolute gift because it is a gift from God. And when you are surrendered, you do it right. You consistently pray. Like, yes, it will be hard, but just like everything else, like you can overcome it with God. And that's what we believe. And we're not trying to be naive. We know that things will be difficult. We are now in a married couple's Bible study, which is such a blessing. There's engaged people, dating people, married people. People have then been married for 30 plus years, pouring into us, sharing the realities of marriage. You know, we're learning. And so it'll be a learning curve, just like anything else in life. It's a learning curve. And so we're excited for that.
We're just running our race and we're going to run it hard. And
our story is not your story, you know, like your story will be different than ours.
We're going to have fun.
We're going to have a freaking blast. Anything else? I think that's it.
It is fun. But it feels like a date. A podcast with you like feels like a little date.
We actually have like really good intentional conversations.
Because it forces us to talk.
You know what? I saw this girl's TikTok and she said that her and her boyfriend will record on their iPhone and pretend they're filming a podcast because it probes more intentional conversation.
Yeah.
So it's like a good little challenge for y'all. Just pretend you're in a podcast and it's kind of fun. Talk about couples and get engaged and married in the same day. Oh, that's funny. If y'all think we got engaged fast, there's a couple in our Bible study who got, like, just wait till you hear this. There was a couple in our Bible study that got not only engaged, but married in the same day.
which is probably the most biblical.
Which is so dope. We were like, good
for
you.
He said, wrap it up.
Yeah. He's like, we're not wasting no time. They did plan it out like that, but they got married and engaged the same day, which I've never heard of that in my life. That was kind of gnarly.
We could have done it.
Why didn't we think of that? No, I'm just kidding. I actually don't think I'd want that. but anyways, thank you guys for being so excited for us. And for me, the amount of DMs,
love is real,
comments,
love is so real.
Reposts. I mean, I
guys,
flipped through the reposts. I mean, I was overwhelmed.
I just want to say thank you to you guys for trusting me with JJ and just like supporting her through everything. I've seen a lot of like comments saying you've watched her since high school or middle school, and it's like
college, my past breakup situations.
I'm just pumped that I didn't
ask you redeemed that story.
I didn't ask for any of this. I didn't think this would be my story. I just met you randomly at a 4th of July party. And
we actually didn't even meet there. We just saw each other.
Yeah. And you're now going to be my wife. And it's like, I want to just be a man that you can depend on and count on, but like other people can view our relationship. You see so many marriages failing. You see so many men failing. You see marriages breaking apart. We are going to be the marriage that lasts, that has a beautiful marriage. Not saying
even though we will have difficulties, you know, even though you don't see yourself behind the scenes, we will face things. But just know, like, we want to be a marriage that lasts and a marriage that exemplifies Christ at all times.
Yeah.
We won't do it perfectly. But I just want to say thank you guys for being a part of the journey. Like I said, there was so many of y'all that have been like, I've watched you since high school. I'm like, what? Thank you. This is the craziest moment in my life to be able to be like, God, thank you. You guys have watched me go through a lot. I'm so beyond grateful to y'all, to God, to this man. And it's so cool to see this all.
Grammy. Thank you guys for this Grammy.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. And let us know your feedback on the Instagrammy and the podcast Grammy. Comment down below. And we are so excited. We love y'all.
Thank y'all.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Stay happy and healthy. Bye-bye.
It's all I ever wanted. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.